Chof, Xuvos, Zion, Cheshvan, Hetav, Shimon, Beis, November 4th, 1981, on Wednesday continued.
Maske for Rabzeich. Eines Rachmone Tatsay, the Simon Anu, it's as a dog. So the male in should not be Oser, Limis Beya. See the Torah says, Van Anu, it's as a dog. So the male follows the team down. Tom Rubin. You bow down to your own behemoth, the Shemali Zore, and if not, I'm going to kill you, and you need bow down. So the male and behemoth should be in the terrace of his Beya. The behemoth should be in the terrace of his Beya. אלומר, הכל הוי בכלל ליצוד, וכשפור את לך כוסו בחייבן משל יום בן, יוצא, ויהוד בכוסו רחמון וזכאו לשם קודשי, דחתי לבין, או כיצד, הוב מצינה, הוב מפרס. So, what does Robert say? Robert says, there is no sin. On one hand we say, Zero Nebat, Kosho, or Nebat, Bein Bein, Bein Berotzi, Bein Bein. And what does it mean? That even if that would forced Rubin to bow down to his own behemoth, and he did bow down to his own behemoth, so the behemoth doesn't lose better. On the other hand, there is a sacros of an arrow, it's as a dog. So he's not hired, we say, if he was forced. So the behemoth, that should lead to the conclusion that since he's put a revolution, when he's forced to bow down to the behemoth, so the melee, the behemoth should be the terror from his behemoth too. But, so it is there, when one price says that never behemoth is also in his behemoth in reference to the case where the Amos told Rubin, Bifaresye, like in the presence of 10 Jews, you bow down to your own behemoth. If you don't, I'm going to kill you. So he was mechuyev to the misanevish himself. Because the Pharisee is mechuyev to the misanevish himself, al kiddush Hashem, for the Yisrael of Amizor. So the melee, if he was not misanevish himself, and he did bow down, he becomes also in his bear. Mashe'im came in the case where he, the Akum forced Rubin to bow down to the English Mabizor and it's in it. So then, and he did bow down, so then it's not also in here. So from this Gemara it appears that Gemara is saying like from Ishmael, that for Abizor you are only not going to be Mr. Nefesh, when it is the Pharisee, but it's in it now. So this is the Kashi, Hope it's in the Pharisee, the Hira Mashma, the Hobbit Sino, and then it's in the Mitzer Atzmei, with the Kacho Yehuda Mitzer Atzmei, the Mishmuel, the Shor Nama, the Chomit Tzir, the Kashi, the Chas Mishorin, the Mitzer, the Chomit Yadav Al Yorek, the Eid Bishut Yitzir Rav Ahoy, the Parash of Eir, the Pesit Rav Yechanem, the Tishor Yivar Yave, the Rav Mizore, even Mitzir. So Tetzes gives two Terutzim. Tetzes, one Terutz in Tetzes is, the Trove is explaining it, I'll leave it at Mishmuel. But they have an honor. I'll leave it at Mishmuel. But I'll leave it to the Rebbe, and we pass through the Rebbe. So then, since he's the Chuyah, he makes a Nevesh himself. Even the Tzine, so the Melee, if he was not his Nevesh himself, and he bowed to his Behemi, because he didn't want to get killed, so the Behemi is also in his Behemi. The Behemi is also in his Behemi. That's one thing. Then, Tesu says, who may have made the Arab Nevesh, we could see the Sefer HaMitzvot. I know this is the only place where Tesis mentioned the smart, where the Palatesis mentioned the smart. So he says, Umeri may be a lot of nation cases, Rabbi Shafibe, of course, this is the Zero Meir and Zero Shay. Robe, very commissioner, you point out with Rabbi Hanen, a Roche Perushe, Oma Robe, Hakel Hoyo, the Chual is all day. Ben Lazor, Ben Lemise, Kishuain, Abhai, Ben Yotzein, and Mitzin, and Nicole, Ben Lazor, Ben Lemise, אבל הום אין דרובה, די כעסה בכל נפשכו, שנשלים זה רעצמי, אך אם הום אין זה, כדי אומר הרבה רבי פרייסי, כשאיב אמי זה חלו, עד רבי חור ובאי נהים את דפרסיה, בין לעזור את בין אין זה. ולא יום דרובה שהוא פס, הוא יכול לקלו את המיל חנשון, וקיום, פסק השוטס, שיש לו עוד אין זה, רק אם אין זה, אפילו בין אין זה, עד כאן שם. Here we have the new sheet in the oil yard. So the smart gives a different type. Now, here, Rove, not that Rove explains the price of Alim Yerushman, but Rove explains the price of Alim Yerushman. What does Rabbeza say? Rabbeinu says that Arizona won't estimate this nefesh himself, even mitzin. How does Rabbeinu know that Arizona won't estimate this nefesh himself, even mitzin? He learns it out from the pasuk in the parasha of Kriyashma. So if Mitzine, he has to give up his life for the revenge of the Lord. And Midanus tells him, either you bow down to that Arizona, if not I'm killing you, he has to let himself be killed. So that doesn't mean, so the smart says in so many words, that doesn't mean that Petrach Nefesh V'chaipoem doesn't apply to Arizona. Insofar as V'chaipoem is concerned, so it applies to all of it. It applies to Chilul Shabbos and it applies to Arizona too. So the Chaipoem and Petrach Nefesh is Beichad Yisar of the Yisrael them also. Just as it's Beichad the love of the Sasek of Molocho, it's Beichad Petrach Nefesh, it's Beichad the love of the Yisrael them too. But in respect to Arizona, true, the Yisar of the Yisrael them is Litche, but because of the Yisar of Abbas Abeirei, of the Aftash of Lekeach, Bichol Nivocho, Uvichol Nafshecho, Uvichol Nidecho, so mainly it implies that if the question is either getting killed or being the Mizore, so he's mechuyev to give up his life for the love of the redemption. But that's only mitzad the essay of the Aftash of Lekeach, Bichol Nivocho, Uvichol Nafshecho, Uvichol Nidecho, because not giving up one's life would be inconsistent with the act of the whole nafshah. Because what kind of a whole nafshah is it if he is in the Arizona in order to save his life? So when can we see that he loves the Rebbeinu Shalom, the whole nafshah, when he is ready to give up his life, not to be in Arizona? But it's not on the score of the Nisa of the Sovereign. Insofar as the love of the Sovereign is concerned, so the Chayvehem applies to the love of the Sovereign just as it applies to the love of the Sasekom Rocho. Pikuach Nefesh is Deichet Kola Terekule, is Deichet Yisraaf of the Sovereign also. But, in respect to Chilul Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of Avas Hashem to give up one's life because of Chilul Shabbos. But, in respect to Avrizore, so the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, of the whole nafshecho, implies that he has to give up his life, not to be in Arizona. But it's not on the score of the Yisrael of Arizona per se, it's on the score of the mitzvah of the Haftash and Lekecho, the whole book of whole nafshecho. But not on the score of the Yisrael of Arizona, and not even on the score of the mitzvah of Mikdash to the Israel, and not even on the score of the love of the Chal Hashem Kodshi. Because according to this man, when is there a Yisrael of Chil Hashem, or when is there a Chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, when there are 10 Jews present. But when it's not the Pharisee, if there are no 10 Jews present who know of that, so then there is no Mechayiv of Kiddush Hashem, there is no Yisrael of Chiyuv Hashem. There is Chiyuv Hashem and Kiddush Hashem are only Shayach when it's the Pharisee. When it's not the Pharisee, there is no Kiddush Hashem and there is no Chiyuv Hashem. There is a Chal Hashem. You see, the Rambam says that Bishat, that there is a meaning of Kiddush Hashem even when it's not the Pharisee. But if it's Bitzine, so it's Kiddush Hashem Bitzine. If it's the Pharisee, it's Kiddush Hashem Rabbi. So it's more of a mitzvah. But Kiddush Hashem is Shayach in Bitzine. According to the Smart, Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem are only Shayach when it's the Pharisee. But if it's Bitzine, there is no Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem, there is no Mechayev of Chil Hashem, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel says that when it's one mechuyev to be Nisar Nefesh himself, and Rabbi Zoret, only with the Pharisee. Only with the Pharisee. Why? Because then there is the mechayev of Kiddush Hashem, of Chil Hashem. Mashiach Bitzine, there is no Kiddush Hashem, there is no Chil Hashem. He is not mechuyev to be Nisar Nefesh himself. And Rabbi Lezer is Chilik on Rabbi Shmuel, so it's not on the basis of Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, but it's on the basis of the essay of the after Shemuel Kecho, Bichol Vofo, Bichol Napshecho, U Bichol Nidah. So our two neighbors are Napshecho. So the Melee, so Hove says as follows, if the Akub forced Ruben to bow down to his Dein Elishim and Rizor, Beitzine, so in view of the fact that the Kvach Nefesh is Deichad in Israel and Rizor, and Chil Hashem is not child of Beitzine, so the Melee, what is the Mechayim? The Esel Vahavto. So even though he was either on the Esel Vahavto, but the behavior does not acquire a Shem Nevat. When does the behavior acquire a sheneva only when it involves the nisar of Avrizor? But here, the nisar of Avrizor is nitran pekach nefesh. Just as Chil Shabbos is nitran pekach nefesh, so the nisar of Avrizor is also nitre mitne pekach nefesh. So the mele, since the nisar of Avrizor is nitre, there is no nisar of Avrizor. So the behavior does not become a neva. Mashem, if it's nefares, so then it is also to be without his zore, even when he's threatened to be killed. Why is he also? Because of the love of his halashim kochi. So mele, the behemoth is never. But it's true, he'll be part of a bunch. Why will he be part of a bunch? Because he's not chayiv nise for being killed with halashim kochi. If somebody is chayiv Hashem, he's chayiv nise. Meilom Yishamanu, that if somebody is chayiv, is b'chalas Hashem, so is chayiv nise, there is no onshi for chayiv Hashem. There is a chayiv nise for the nise of Avrizor as such. So, but in case of pikuach nefesh, so pikuach nefesh is deicha the nise of Avrizor as such. So then a chayiv nise there is. Chayiv nise there is. And since chayiv nise there is, so, but if it's b'fahesye, so true, there is no chiyuv nise, but since he's mechuyev to the nisa nefesh himself, because of kiddush Hashem and because of chil Hashem, so the male behavior becomes never adam mitzvos on the deach. Mashenikim b'tzine, so then he doesn't involve the nisa of chil Hashem. So the male is put on the deach. But the question is this, for the same reason, just one second, I'll explain it. For the same reason that the smack says that in case where he was forced b'tzine to be bowed down to his behemoth, so he doesn't become never. Why? Because in order to become never, it must involve the Yisrael Avrizor. And it doesn't involve the Yisrael Avrizor. Why doesn't it involve the Yisrael Avrizor? Because Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha the Yisrael Avrizor. And he is only the Chuyot of Yisrael himself because of the Eser V'Avtor. So even B'Fahesye, it doesn't involve the Yisrael Avrizor because he doesn't involve the Yisrael Avrizor because in the B'Fahesye, he doesn't involve the Yisrael Avrizor for the simple reason that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha the Yisrael Avrizor. And he's only been Mechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem. So why should the behavior have a din of Neva just because he was able to Eser Nidashti and the love of the Zechal Hashem Kochi? For the same reason that behavior does not require a Chalishem Neva on account of the fact that he was able to Eser Behavto. So why should the behavior acquire a Shem Neva on account of the fact that he was even the Eser of Kiddush Hashem and the love of Mr. Chalashim Kochi? That is what they explain. So it seems that the Smag agrees with the Shite of Rav Netan in Psochim, Tesis, in Psochim Dav. Does anyone have the Gemara Psochim? Big one, okay, very good. Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. I'm not going over the tases. Ksisha B'yomtet Mishor. That's in the sugya with the machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Chizde, whether we say Hegel or we don't say Hegel. But I'll just mention what Rabbi Tam says. Rabbi Tam says as follows. There is a loche of Esed Yecheresis. So suppose somebody was shechit the tzitter. A bird. No. So, and then, so he has to be in chasid down. Suppose if, let's say, he sheikhed the tzipir anonte. He sheikhed the tzipir anonte. Some mele, and he has no doubt, except if he's going to dig the ground. So then he'll get seven. So we say, Eser Yecheresis. But the essay of Kisa Adam cannot be Eiche. The love and the essay of Yomtev. Yomtev has a Reises and an essay. And the Yesed Yechalitz is the Yesed. So the male, he's not allowed to dig the ground, in order to obtain soil, sand, in order to be mechase the dam of the tzich. That now. But suppose someone is sheikhe the tzipeya, the meisachaya, and he has no oil, but he can get up by being helped, and the only way, so he'll dig the ground, but he cannot dig any soil with his hands, but he has the shade of a Chamei Yarder. The shade of a Chamei will be able, he'll be able to hemorrhage the ground with the shade of a Chamei, with the clay. But there is a lot that I say, to be hemorrhage, the shade of a Chamei Yarder, and suppose he shechts on Yimei Sachel. He shechts on Yimei Sachel in Tzipir, and all. And he has no sin. He has no offer to be mechazen down. And the only way to obtain the offer is to be hemorrhage the ground. And he has no instruments with which to be hemorrhage the ground, except if he will involve the Sheol HaMeir and the Chrishe. They will be able to be hemorrhage without the instruments, without the shop. So then we say, Esed Lichalese, say, and he is allowed to be hemorrhage the Sheol HaMeir of the ground in order to obtain the soil, the sand, that will be used in the Kisa Adam, because the essay of Kisa Adam, the Kisa Esdome, is the Echadalav of Nisachvej Bishayav HaMeir Yav. So the Tamtam mentions another example. Suppose he shechts in Tzipeya, he shechts in Tzipeya Ranyon, and he has no sand. He has no sand, but he can obtain sand. And the way to obtain sand is by being his Shayav HaMeir, by involving the Shayav HaMeir in being in plowing the ground. So then he'll obtain the sand. So insofar as the Iser of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov is concerned, so he should be allowed to be Chemish B'Sheol HaMeir the ground in order to obtain the sand that will be used in Kisadam. Because the Iser of Kisadam should be taken out of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov. But in view of the fact that this Maiser Chrisha B'Sheol HaMeir will involve two areas, the Avere of the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir and the love of Lot. And insofar as the Nisam Loch of Yontem is concerned, so the Esser of Kisra Adam cannot be the Nisam Loch of Yontem, because the Nisam Loch of Yontem involves a racist evidence. So, according to the Rivor, whenever there is a racist evidence, so the Esser is the racist, but he's not allowed to do it because of the Esser. But Malkes he will not get. Masheikir of the Tamshit is, no, that when there is a racist and an essay, so then the racist is chomer, and the essay cannot be deicher. So Rabbetam says, if somebody will be sheikhed the tzipe, I'm yonted. Now, sheikhed is muta with tzerechelech, I'm yonted. And then you have to be mechased the dam, and he doesn't have any offer tolush, and the only way to obtain it is by being chirish b'sheir v'chameir, and it's yonted. So happened that being yonted, he would be allowed. Because that's a Nechalesis. But since he's Yonte, so what is the Meneah? Not the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov. But what is the Meneah? The Meneah is the love of Meloche An Yonte. So the Mele, suppose he will not ask any Shabbos. He will be Chemesh B'Sheol HaMeir An Yonte. So then, if he'll get Asroye, he'll get Malkes. He'll get Malkes even for the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir. Now, why should he get Malkes for the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov? After all, this Chrisha B'Sheol HaMeir, in order to obtain offer to Mechased Adam, involves struggles. It involves the violation of the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov. It involves the violation of the love, Kol Meloch Elo Yosef, Anyom. Insofar as the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov, suppose it hadn't been Yom Teh, it had been in the Meis Achel, he would be allowed to be Chemed B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov if there is no other way of obtaining offer. Because the Esav Kisadam can be deicha the love of Misach B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov. So the Mele, but the Esav of Kisadam cannot be deicha the love of Kol Meloch Elo Yosef, because that involves a racist and an essay. So it's homo. But because of that, but so it should be Chayev Malkes for the love of Kol Meloch Elo Yosef. But why should it be Chayev Malkes for the love of Misach B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov? So Rabbetam says that in Zayim Sochim, he'll be Chayev even for the love of Misachri B'Sheol HaMeir Yardov. So what is the Shita for the Tam? From the Tam Shita, it's a very big Chiddush, but you'll see it by other, that many other Rishonim apply the Shita. That's the basic Yisod in Tchir, that in Tchir, Kol HaTerei Koreh, not Dafke in Esed Yichalesis, but in any Tchir. So when can there be Tchir, if as a result of the application of Tchir, so we'll be allowed, be Tzias, be payout, to do that. But even if the situation is such that even if we apply the din of tchir in regard to one isa, to one bar, he will not be allowed to do the price, be payout, because of another love. So the melee, even the love that could be betrayed, is not betrayed. In other words, we have aloha pesedi chalises. So what does it mean, pesedi chalises? That the fulfillment of the essay is deche, the avere, the love, the violation of the chalises. So that's only shayach, if by applying the aloha pesedi chalises, it will be mutar be payout to do the maize. So the melee, we say pesedi chalises. Let's say it's in Yemei and he Yeshechet Yitzchak. He has to be Mechaseh Adam. And the only way to be Mechaseh Adam is by involving the Sheyom HaMeir in the Chish. He doesn't have any instruments. He cannot deliver the Adam with his own hands. Impossible. Physically impossible for him with his hands to dig soil. But by involving the Sheyom HaMeir, they are stronger than the Sheyom HaMeir. So he'll be able to dig up them. So the Melech, and if it's in Yemei Sachet, he is allowed to be chayvish b'sheir l'chameir in the sand, to be kind of mitzvah. So, if we do apply the aloche of esed yechaleises, so then be payah, he'll be allowed to be mechaseh v'dah, to be chayvish. Masha'im came if it happens to be yontem, and it involves two shayas, the love of nisachim b'sheir l'chameir, and the love of kamaloch l'yosef. And insofar as the love of kamaloch l'yosef is concerned, so in esed yechaleises and esed, so that couldn't be nitre. So the melee, even if we'll say that the love of Yisachar B'Sheva Chameya Yardo is nitre, is he allowed to pay out the bread? No. He will still not be allowed to do it to pay out because of the essay of Yonte. Because it's essay of Yonte. So the melee, since even if we say that the love of Yisachar B'Sheva Chameya Yardo is nitre, by the essay of Kisadam, he will not be allowed to pay out to do it. So the Meila is not in it. In other words, in order to have three, whether it's three of essay nechleses or three of bikach nefesh, so it must be such a situation that if three would be hal, he would be allowed to do it be pay out. But suppose the situation is such that even if three will be hal, he will not be allowed to do it be pay out. So then three is not hal. Now, an example. If the Akum tells Reuben, you kill Shimon, if not I kill you. So the halacha is, he has to give up his life. He's not allowed to kill Shimon in order to save his life. And if he does kill Shimon in order to save his life, he's a Ritzayah. He's evil with seals. Now suppose an Akum will tell Reuben, it's Shabbos. And an Akum will tell Reuben, here I have a gun for you, and you kill Shimon. Today, it's Shabbos. Now, Shabbos, killing someone on Shabbos, involves two Shabbos. One is the Issa of Ketzich. But then there is an Issa Melocha too. I mean, even if you kill a Behemia or a Sheretz, I mean, so you are higher. Because it's Mitzvah Nishon. Now, in the case where the Akum tells Reuben on Shabbos, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon now, so I'll kill you. So he's Mechuyev to the Mitzvah Nefesh himself, not because of the Issa of Issa Kamalocha. But because of the Issa of Lesios. But he was not Mitzvah Nefesh himself, he did kill Shimon in order to save his life. So he's certainly even a love of Lesios. But according to Rabbi Tam, he will be even a love of Issa Kamalocha too, in this case. Even though, insofar as a love of Issa Kamalocha per se is concerned, so Pikuach Nefesh of Rubin certainly has the potential of being deicha the love of Issa Kamalocha. But in this case, even if we were to apply the din of tchir, that Pikuach Nefesh should be deicha the love of Issa Kamalocha, would he be allowed to kill Shimon? No, he'll still not be allowed to kill Shimon because of the Issa of Mesirtov. So since, even by applying tchir, it will be also to do it with payah, so then there is no tchir. In other words, in order that there should be tchir, so it must be such a case that if tchir is chal, so then be payah, it will be muta to do it the maize. But if the situation is such that even if tchir were chal, so be payah, tchir could not be realized, so then tchir is not chal. So the Smak says, if in the case where the Hakim forced the Jew to behave down, to be bow down to his behavior, to his behavior. If not, he'll kill him, and if it was not the Pharisee. So insofar as this office of him is concerned, so Pigraf Nefesh is capable of being there. But in the case where the Pharisee is mechuyev to Mason Nefesh himself and is called the love of Mr. Haloshim Kochi, so he's also to do it because of the love of Mr. Haloshim Kochi. So even if Tchia would be halal himself there, would he be allowed to be given up his own? No. So the Mele, since the payout wouldn't be allowed to do it, even if Tchia would be halal, so the Mele Tchia is not halal. But then you ask the same question. So even Bitzine, so we should say, since there has to be Tchia be payout, so even Bitzine, even if he was for Bitzine, he's still also to be given up his own. The answer is, Bitzine, there is no Israel. He'll just be Mibakel and Esael, Behaftashem, Kechel, Cholibot, Hoko, Nafchikot, Komidakot. The mitzvah of Behaftashem, Kechel is a Chibis Al-Gobis. It doesn't imply a Nisuri. So, if someone, according to this man, if a Jew is forced to be able to have his own Bitzine, otherwise he'll be killed. So he's Mokhiyat and Mizanefesh himself. So, suppose he's not Mizanefesh himself, Bitzine, he doesn't do any Nisar. Not even Nisar Esael. Because he'll only be Mibakel, that will show that he doesn't love the Rebbeinu Shel Mechol Nafshei. Because had he loved the Rebbeinu Shel Mechol Nafshei, so then he would have given up his life. So in other words, the giving up of his life is only an external manifestation of the extent of the love of the Rebbeinu Shel Mechol. But he wouldn't be Avraham himself. So when do we say that if the situation is such that even when their love is nitche, but it will still be osir to do it. So if there cannot be tchiyah be payout, so then there is no tchiyah. So that is only if the situation is such that it will be osir to do it. So Mashiach came in the case where there will be no osir doing it. But if he does it, so there'll be a raya that he was not mikayim. He was not mikayim the essay of the Chemes Al-Bomis, or Ba'avish and Lekach B'chol Bofu B'chol Nafshecho. That does not prevent the Chalais of Tchia. If there cannot be Tchia B'peya, in other words, if it's Oseh to do it B'peya, then there is no Tchia. Ba'ashayikin, if it's not Oseh, then there is no Tchia. But he will be Mevatil a mitzvah, in an affirmative way, Yechimus Al-Bomis. So that doesn't prevent the tchiyah on the love of the Zohar. So that's why the Smak says, if the Akum forced in the Pharisee to bow down to the Hine, even though Pigach Nefesh and Dechen Olam of the Zohar, but the Pharisee, if he is a Yidam Zohar, he will, so then he'll be in the love of the Zohar Shem Kochi. So since even if tchiyah will be Chal, so there cannot be tchiyah be payah, it will still be also be payah to do it, so the Mele, tchiyah is not in Chal. Masha'im came in the Akum forced in the Tzimek. So then, he will not be in the Ramisa. He will not be in the Ramisa of Lezeopte, not in the Ramisa of the Chalu, and not in the Misarese of Benigdashti. He'll just be Mivatil, the Chiris Al-Bobis, of Ba'arusun Kechel Cholvov Chol Nafshecho. So that doesn't prevent Tchie, only when Bipeyal, he's in the Ramisa, if he does the Maizeh. But when he does know Isaiah, when he does it in Maizeh, so then there can be three B'peyah. He'll just be Mivatei Echemes Al-Bomis. So that means that there can be three B'peyah. So Mele, three is Chal, and Isaiah of Isaiah.
Shir Chof Aleph and Ksuvos, Tes Cheshvan Hetov Shemim Beis, November 6, 1981, on Friday.
Just one more Shir. You didn't
know you should do it.
And Yom Yadav. Now we went over the Ramayya, we went over the Milchamis. Now, I just want to point out an apparent contradiction between what the Ramban says here in Milchamis and what the Chiddush Aram in Sanhedrin mentions in the name of the Ramban. Now here the Ramban is massive on the Shita of the Baal HaMoreh, that by the Mizoreh, by Arayas, if the Anos is Mishavu Anor Saksmei, so then it's Yav HaBaal Yorek, only when the Anos is Mishavu Avirek. Now, so the Ramban assumed that the Baal HaMoreh Shita is that the Enes of Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche. The Enes of Pekuach Nefesh is Deiche v'Yiseh v'Barayis. But he's Mechuyer to be Misa Nefesh himself mitzah the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So that seems the Mechayer is Kiddush Hashem. So that is when can Kiddush Hashem be Mechayer of Misa Nefesh? When the Amos is Mishav La'avire, not when the Amos is Mishav La'anesat. We pointed out that is the shite of the Nir, who adapts the psak of the Baal HaMoreh. But love me today, the Baal HaMoreh's stam is something else. He agrees with the shite of the Shiltes, and then he mentions it in as a tiny dim salary, the shite of the Shiltes. And the shite of the Shiltes, as the Tziv explains it, and it's almost explicit in the words of the Shiltes. So, kivu di kopogimo, halalei kilu katle. So in other words, the Shilta Shita is that the Hekesh between Arayas and Ritziche implies not that the Yisr Arayas in general is analogous to Ritziche and it's Yor Yaver, but the anus of Arayas only when he's forced to be Mehanis in the Avon. So Melech, it's only Shayach if the Anos is tries to force if the Anos tries to force a Yisrael that he should be born Aloel, Mashiachim, if the Anos tries to force an Ashes Yisrael, if the Anos tries to force an Ashes Yisrael, so then it's not Shayach to say that she is pagan, he is pagan her. So the Melech, only the anus, the Pgam, the anus of Arayas, have a ritual cattle. That's the Shita of Amoya. But the Ramban assumed that the Shita of Amoya is that the Isaiah, that the anus of Pgach Nefesh is Deichad Isa of Arayas, just as the Deichad Isa of Shabbos. But he's Mechuyat to Misa Nefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem. So that's why only when he's Mishav Lavir. And that's really the Shita of the Mir. But that's not the Shita, we said that's not the Shita of the Amor. Then the Ramban says, in the middle of the Muhammad, he says, Teida, Sha'arigim la'averez eilu ha'chmurez, lo yifni kiddush Hashem le'esru, lifi chochav al pishen in ischav la'avir elosya, avo, shor'averez, she'nesru m'nigdashti, hutlo nasa'atzmon, do'oleke, so he says that Gimu Aveiles, it's not because of Kiddush Hashem, but Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet. The Enes of Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet. So the Melech, if Pikuach Nefesh, if the Bechayim doesn't apply to the three Aveiles, and Enes of Pikuach Nefesh is not Matia, the three Aveiles. So how is it Chayach to be Mechalik between Mishav L'Esatzmei and Mishav L'Aveiles? So that is the sheet of the Ramban, that the Bechai Behem doesn't apply to the three Averas. Enes of Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche the three Averas. That's one Ramban. Then, in the Gemore, in respect to the Gemore in Sanhedrin, the Gemore in Sanhedrin has an Abaye. Thank you. Beneach mit Zube, Boim in Rabban, da ein Dalles mit Beis. Boim in Rabban, Beneach mit Zube, Al Bish Hashem, Boim mit Zube, Al Bish Hashem. So, Omer Rabbi, Tosh, was er wissen, da Beneach, wie ist er Tanne haben, Omer Robbe, Inuch, Al Israel, Mai Havalo. So, da tut er so ist in der Gemorre. The Psach, according to the Rambam's deal, said, Gemorre was fishing. That the Beneach is not mit Zube, Al Bish Hashem. And even if the Anos forces in the Neach, and Anos forces in the Neach with invitation, I mean, otherwise the Shire doesn't come up. If the Neach himself is in the Jehovah himself, I mean, he doesn't test any Shires. But let's say, if the Neach, if an Akum and Anos forces in the Neach with Zoyer designs in the Neach, that he should be with Abizorek, and Abizorek is one of the designs in the Neach. So, according to the Rambam's hearsay, I cannot go over the whole Gemara and the Yosois to take up too much time. But according to the Rambam's hearsay, the Gemara was patient that the Neach is not mitzvah to Mish Hashem, even if he is forced with Faresye, according to the Rambam's hearsay, so the Gemara was patient that the Neach is certainly not mitzvah to be Mr. Nefesh himself, Bitzine, but with Faresye, it's a Bayronimshi. So, Tenitzvah says the Kashi. These are the kashe. The neyach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem v'im tema v'chai bohem v'yisroel k'si. V'afilu yisroel o'yem mechuyev v'imtzer atzmei afilu v'tzino i'loi v'chsi v'chai bohem. So here is the kashe. How can there be a shayel in the Gemara? As to whether the neyach, when he's forced to be in the Amazon, as to whether he has to be misalevish himself or not. And the baskona of the Gemara is v'chol apoches v'tzine, that he doesn't have to be misalevish himself. It should be a double portion that the Beneach should be mechuyev to Bnei Snevesh himself for any aveiret of the Zayin Mitzvahs. Not that Kavir is only even Meivam Nachai. Because by Israel, if let's say, an Anos will force a Jew to eat Meivam Nachai, so he has to eat. Why? Because the Chayim Benu Eish Yomuz Ben. So Bivach Nevesh is Deich Ekol Atei Kulei, Deich Echabit, Deich Echabit, Deich Echabit, Deich Echabit, Deich Echabit, Deich Echabit, But the Chayim Ben, applies to Israel. It was not never to the Neach. So the Mele, it should be double portion. Not only we got the Zohar. The Shor HaVeiros of the Zayin Mitzvahs, he should have to be Mr. Nevesh himself, because a Israel himself, if not for the Gzeres HaKosel of Chai Ben, would have to be Mr. Nevesh himself. That's the Stasis Kashi. Anyway, the Stasis Kashi is not such a strong Kashi. Why the Stasis consider it as a double portion? That the Chai Behem doesn't apply to the Neach. On the contrary, and that question is raised by the discussion against Stasis. Gemara, the Meir says, Gemara in Volokamim, Abizor in Sanhedrin, Minayim, Shafilo Akum, Sheisik, Beteiro, that means Bishem HaMitzvah's delay, Shaareu, Kikin Godo, Sheanema, Asher Yaseo, Yisumo Odom, Chai Behem. So it's the same posik from which we learn how the Aluch and the Pibach Nefesh is Dechei Kolatele Kule. Asher Yaseo, Yisei, Kehanim, Levin, Yisraelim, Loinema. אלא שיעשה יישא, הודו, מלמד, שאפילו עקום בעצם יתן להרי כגין בו. So the more the kashe, and Akum is not allowed to study Torah, so Bishem HaMitzvah delay. So on the contrary, Rav Meir applies this posik, not in regard to the droshe, but in regard to the pshutish of Mikro, or שיעשה יישא הודו מחי בהם, איתו תבנייח, אפילו עקום בעצם בשם המצווה דלי, הרי נגיד בו. So why the stasis say, that Yisroel Ksiv, but Yisroel Mechoyim Shratzmi. This is Yontem gives a very strange terence, a very difficult terence. He says, because the reason is why Tetzler says, Chayben Yisroel Ksiv, when Rameya says, Asher Yasser is some Kehan Levin Yisrael Moinema, El Asher Yasser is some Odo, Melamed Shafil Akum Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, he says, because there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, yes, whether an Akum is mitame beya. So the Rabbonon say that an Akum is mitame beya. Odo kiyom is beya. So it applies even to an Akum. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Atum kruim odom, ben Yitchovim kruim odom. So mele, Remeyer agrees with the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So that's why he says, Ashi Yasa Yisom Kamer Ubin Yisrael Loin Ema, Ashi Yasa Olodo. But we pass, most the Shem pass to like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that an Akum is not mitame be'eyah. So that's why this says, but that's a very strange and difficult terence. because Tetzis itself is the kasher, and Tetzis gives the teretz in the name of Adnetan, that there is a distinction between Odom and Hodom. So Adam Kolim Odom, Veni Vichovim Kolim Odom, but Hodom, and Vichovim is God. What the pshat is, that's something else, but that's not our meaning. So the Mele, so that teretz, but it is a Siyontev, is a difficult teretz. But it's not the kasher against Tetzis, because the Meir only says that the Pshuti Shal Mikro of Hashem Yasser is Odom, the Chayim applies to everybody, even to the Meir. But as far as the Droshe of the Chayim of the Yomim is concerned, that is never in Israel. But I'm trying to point out that what Teitzre says is not such a double portion. It's not such a double portion. That Teitzre says that the Halacha of the Chayim doesn't apply to a B'neiach, so it's not such a double portion. Now, but let's see. As a matter of fact, in the Chuvis Ayin, in the Yitzhak Ayin, on Sanhedrin, so one of the Gaimim says, mentions the Raya, so the Pekach Nefesh is the Yechet. And Sanhedrin, in the Sugim, in the Seol Meir, so he mentions other Rayas, that Pekach Nefesh is the Yechet. In other words, the Halochi of the Chayim. So of course, the Chayim says that. But he mentions Rayas from Bereshis also. So one of the Rayas that the Yitzhak Ayin mentions, so he says another raya that pikuach nefesh is deichet kol atirei kule veid ato lomeid ma'avrom avinu sho oma we saw that in this week 7 v'hoyo ki yiro yisro ha-mitzri yisro ha-mitzri v'yomru ish tezois imrino achis yad liman yitav li ba'avurech v'al teimav ish tiyad. Why did Avrom urge Saul to say that? Mipnei, so the Yitzhak Adin says, Mipnei shedoyim eisrim eisheshish. V'im ato yumeres lehem eisheshishat, hir geneisi, kidei shetiye at muteres lehem. Shekach ksiv, v'hor voisi, voisi chichay. So, he mentions the riot from that to the halacha that Pekach Nefesh is dirich kolat erekot. Now, there is a shayot, there's a machlokes b'sheilin, whether the obvious had a din of the Neach, or the obvious had a din of the Yisrael. But even those who say, the Mishnah Melah discusses that actually it's in the Ramban in Chumash, in his Peosh, and Parsha Meir, in connection with the Parsha of the Mikalev. So the Ramban mentions the Shita of Chachmi Tzofas, and his own Shita in Israel can, and the Shita of Chachmi Tzofas. So it appears that according to Chachmi Tzofas, the Oves, until Matan Torah, the Oves had a deen of the Neach, and the Ramban mentions a very strong riot. The Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, "Akum Yoshes of Yivlateiro, Shenema Ki Yerusha Leis of Nosati." So the Gemara refutes that riot. Vidilmo Yisroel Numer Shane. Now, if Eis of Yisroel Numer, that means that the Obes had Kedushas Yisroel, because otherwise, how could the Neach be Yisroel Numer? So it's a Gemara Mefareshes. Anyway, all right, there is a machlokes. But even according to those who say, like Ramban, that the Oves had the din of Yisroel, not the din of Bneach, so that was only after Avraham Avinu was nichnas lebris, bris milo. So then he became the first Jew. But prior to the time when Avraham Avinu was nichnas lebris, of course Avraham Avinu had the din of Bneach. There is no doubt. Avraham Avinu was not born a Jew. Avraham Avinu was the first Geah. Now, here, that was before Avraham Avinu was Nichnas L'Bris. And he mentions, he explains the what Avraham said to Saul, Imri Noachesia, because if you don't tell them Achesia, and they know that I am your husband, so then they'll kill you. They'll kill you. So that's because of the halacha of pikach nefesh. So we see that the halacha of bechay behem is nemur b'nei chalzo. It's not such a dava poshut. It's not such a dava poshut what Teisa says. But this is Teisa shita, that the halacha of bechay behem doesn't apply to them. But the fact that
what is
Gemara b'nei chalzo v'al kiddush Hashem dafayin dalet b'mun beis. No, that's the posik in this week's Sefer. That the Yitzhak Hageini mentions that posik in this week's Sefer as a raya, that Pikuach Nefesh is there. But he applies it to Bnei'ach. Kedem Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libriz, then according to everybody, Avraham Avinu did not redeem Yisrael. So he became a ger, food the Briz Mila. So, and still he applies the din of Pikuach Nefesh, so we see that this Goen, I don't know who is it that he's saying that. The Yitzhak Hageini, so Israeli cases. And it's not difficult, the Shita of the Yitzhak Hageini, because we see that Rav Meir applies the Pasuk Hashiyase or Yisrael of the Chai Ben, even to Bnei Yach. But Tesis is not difficult either. Tesis holds that the Pshutish of Mikro applies to everybody. Mashiach in the Droshe, the Chayben, the Rishiyomus, that applies only to Israel. Anyway, so that's the discussion. So, Memele, how can the Gemara have a shyness whether a Beneach is Mitzuri al Kiddush Hashem or is not Mitzuri al Kiddush Hashem? So, the Yesh Lema, the Dilma lo Yitzrich the Chayben, Elo Kehecha, the Lenili, Shom Mitzvahs, the Ritzeach, in Aram Rosh, the Afilo Bitzine Yorek, or Yahweh, the Kulam. So Teisa says, Enoch Nam, the din of a Chayben doesn't apply to Bnei Yach, because the Chayben is only a soil member, we will lack it. But the reason as to why the Gemara has an Abaye, as to whether Bnei Yach is Mitzuv al Kiddush Hashem, and even the Abaye was only in respect to Avin Zor, but the Ashor Abir is not seen like Yilom Nachai, so then he's certainly not Mechlid to Meis Nefesh himself. And according to Maskone, even for Abri Zori, he doesn't have to be Mishalevish himself. So it's because without the Chayvoen, Mitzad Asvore, so one is not Mechuyev to be Mishalevish himself. And without the Chayvoen, so then we could say that we should be able to learn out Shom Mitzvah Smeritzeyach in Aram Rosh. So I heard from my father, Zechen Ubrochen, what's the Pshat with Jesus? That even without the Chayvoen, so he's not Mechuyev to be Mishalevish himself. Without the Chayvoen, why shouldn't he be Mechuyev to be Mishalevish himself? What heter does a Jew have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life? What heter does a Jew have to eat Chazer or Nevela or Treife in order to save his life if there hadn't been? Mitzvah Asvore, Teisa says. So my father says, because of the Haloche of Lanara Lissasadoko. So in other words, Teisa Shite is that a nonus is not only Ptur of Oinshi, but a nonus is Deichadi, is a matir and Isatur. And we said that in respect to the Rashi at the beginning of Ksubes, that the Kir Matnai Beines is not the Kir Matnai, it's based upon the Gemara in the Dori, the Chobzaye, because Lanaro is Asadobo. So the question arose, what bearing does Lanaro is Asadobo have upon the Kir Matnai Beines? It's not a question of punishing him. He mentioned that now in the Obey he came at Lamigay, and then he didn't come. But he didn't come because the bridge broke down. So what? We are not penalizing him? It's because that was the Tnai. So the answer is Lanar is Sasi Dogo, Kashe Yokov Isha Oreyu, or in Soche, Kin Hadobo Raze implies that if he's an honest gomo, So if he's an honest gomo, so he's not even, she is not even a chitas. And Aram Rosso doesn't have to do tshuva if a woman in Aram Rosso was raped. So she's not mechuyevet to do tshuva, she's not even a chitas. Kasher yokum isha l'reyu uritzochet kin hadobo raze. Just as you cannot say that if somebody is killed by a ritzeach, that he requires kapore for being killed. It's not a fair thing. So the Aram Rosso. So she might have a nevat. What could she do? So, but that's only if it's known as gomo. So then it says, Shita is the Daruche of Naro, of the last, Naro Sasagobo, which implies not only Ptua Bonshin, it also implies that she's not a Chetas, because it's not her Maise Zigavre. It's a Maise Zigavre, it's a mechanical Maise, like the Maise done by a stone that is hurled down by the wind and kills somebody. So if Naram also is forced, so then, of course she is Mizane, but it's a mechanical Maise. It's not her Maise as a voluntary agent. As a Gavre, she's not in the Chetas. So since Enonus Gobo is not in the Chete, so the Mele, it's Matia de Isa also. So it's Matia de Isa of Eron Nachai, and so on. But the Shalom Gemori is, maybe Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, maybe the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem applies to Beneach. That's the Shalom Gemori. This is Stasis Terence. Now the Rambam, the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin mentions a similar kashe in the name of the Rambam, in the Ramban's Terence. But there is a variance between the kashe that is formulated by Teisves and the kashe the way it's formulated by the Rambam. Teisves kashe is v'imtei mavo v'chai v'em v'yisroel k'si v'afilu yisroel lo yimachuyev v'imseratzmei afilu b'tzine iloi v'chsi v'chai v'em iloi v'chsi v'chai v'em. So teisves shite is that teisves kashe is meheche teise, how can we even say that the Beneach does not have to be Mesa Nefesh himself? Since V'chai Bahem is not Nemo in Beneach, so he should be Mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh himself for any Aveira of the Zayin Mitzvahs, not Afghan Mizar. So this is Kashi is, he should be Mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh himself for Eron Nachai too. The Ramban's Kashi is different. The Ramban's Kashi is, now let's see the Russian of the Ramban, the Chiddush Aran mentioned. But that's the Ramban. Then he says, "Tirei Ramban, v'ikal meila do amrino meil de b'ginu aver esachmura is yehorei v'al yaver afilu b'tzine v'inkei amai kutel inamon afilu b'tzine." The Gemara is patient. The whole apoches b'tzine ebeneach is not looking to be shonefesh himself from namon, because Elisha gave him a heter to when he is together with his master. With his master in the Beis HaRizore, so that he can behave it. He can behave it. So the Ramban is the kashe, but Gimu Aver is Achmuris. Yehorim Mor Yaver Apiru Bitzine. So the Moetz Pikoach Nefesh is not the Yichai HaRizore. Vim Kein, Amayut Alinamon Apiru Bitzine. It's not like Teisves. Teisves does not confine the kashe to Abidizor. Teisves says that Kashi in general, in respect to all Zionists in there, even Nachai. So even Nachai in Israel is certainly, since the portrait is allowed to eat even Nachai in order to save his life, but the Beneach should not be allowed. As a matter of fact, it's discussed. I think that Rabbi Kinega discussed it there. Whether, let's say, Beneach is sick, and the doctors tell the Beneach that his nefuyeh is to eat even Nachai, whether he's allowed to eat even Nachai. So Teisves Kashi is in regard to all the Zionists in the Beneach. Meir HaTeis said that he should be allowed. There is no Bechaibe. But the Ramban doesn't ask in regard to Shor Averes of Beneach. He only asks in regard to Abrizor. How was Elish Mater Namo to be with Abrizor in order to save his life? But Abrizor is one of the three Averes Achmurens. That Pikuach Nefesh is not Eichet. Pikuach Nefesh is not. Is not Eichet. Pikuach Nefesh is not Eichet. So, in other words, why doesn't the Ramban formulate his kashya the same way as they says? In other words, he had no difficulty in respect to either Nachayo or Gezel, I mean, all the other Averas. I mean, Gezel Dinim, I mean, Eshevas Domim, so he's certainly all the other. So, and the Ayas also, so he's like Abelizor. So, why doesn't he ask the Kasha in respect to Ibn Nachai, the other Zayin Yitzel and Neyach, only in respect to Abelizor? The answer is, Teis versus this Kasha in respect to all Zayin Yitzel and Neyach, because this is it is that the Chayim doesn't apply to Ibn Neyach. But apparently the Ramban Shite, and we see the Neitzer Hageni, applies it to Bnei Yach too, the Chayim. Not like Jesus. And it seems that Ramban Shite is like the Yitzhak Hageni. There is a deal from the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, from the Ramban, so Reb Chaim, in his Sefer, and not on Yor Boyaber, but on the piece of Rediv, Upra Mechata Lelit, Yuches Ritzir HaShtiras Nefesh. So Reb Chaim says in the Ramban, he says it in the Ramban, He says in the Rambam that the halacha of pikuach nefesh deiche it does not apply to Benech, because Reb Chaim has a sofik. This halacha that Reidi machachavir elohogi is nitnu atzilu binafshe. Whether it is based upon the general principle of pikuach nefesh deiche kolater kole, but ritzicha is an exception because of my chosis. So when can we say my chosis if it's not a rebbe, but if it's a question of the nefesh of the nirdev as against the nefesh of the rebbe, then we don't say my chosis. So mimele, the reason is why one is allowed to kill the rebbe in order to matzah the nirdev, because pikuach nefesh is deichel atzilu. So in this case, pikuach nefesh is deichel atzilu too. Usually, pikuach nefesh is not deichel atzilu because of my chosis. But in the case where one nefesh is a rebbe and the other nefesh is in Nirdev, then we don't say that the nefesh of the Rediv and the nefesh or the need of the Nirdev Ashkuli. So in final analysis, the reason is why we're allowed to kill the Rediv is because of the general halacha that you have nefesh there. Or it's a special din of Atzor. It's not based upon the general din. So Reb Chaim, one of the rayas, he mentions other rayas, but one of the rayas that Reb Chaim mentions, and that's according to the Rambam, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies the halacha of Reidiv to Bnei Yachtu. In other words, if one Bnei Yach will be Reidiv, Lahoge, et Laharik, another Bnei Yach, so not only the Bnei Yach, the Nirdev, is allowed to kill the Reidiv, but if my third Bnei Yach is allowed to kill the Reidiv, and by Bnei Yach, the halacha of the Chayim of Pukach Nefesh Teiche doesn't apply, and still, there is a loche of nitl atzil binafshei, so it's a raya that the atzole of a nirde binafshei shal reidiv is not based upon the general. So Reb Chaim assumes that the Shir Zaramba. In other words, that the Shir Zarambam is like Teisves, that the loche of pikach nefesh of a chayme, so doesn't easily soil them all, and it doesn't apply to Bnei Yach. And no one should think, all right, when I'm a ratzim, think so, okay, but no one should think that according to the Rambam, so this halacha discriminates against goyim, because according to the Rambam, it is this. So there will be a very peculiar situation. Let's say, suppose a Jew is sick, is a chiddush yirusakom, and he needs a certain medicine, and you cannot get that medicine unless you steal the medicine. Now, the sicknei is allowed to rise, but if it's necessary to steal in order to save a human life, so pikach nefesh is deich. Pikach nefesh is deich. Now, suppose a bnei yach is sick. A bnei yach is sick. And then it's necessary to steal a medicine in order to save the life of bnei yach. So according to Yisrael, a Jew is not allowed to steal, because the chayim doesn't apply. Suppose a Yisrael is sick. The Chavetz Chaim himself is a chiddush yirusakom, and he needs a certain medicine. He needs a certain medicine, and then the one who can steal the medicine, no one is capable of stealing the medicine. Only a certain goy. He knows how to steal that medicine. And then a goyim will come and ask us the shayla. I can steal, I have a way of stealing the medicine and to be used by the Chofetz Chaim to save the life. So if you ask us the shayla, so according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, I don't say that will be the psak, because there is a machlekes v'sheinim as to whether the halacha of the chayben applies to b'neyach. But according to the Rambam, he should be told, you cannot steal. So here you say that the Rambam discriminates against the Chofetz Chaim too. There's the halacha, it has nothing to do with discriminating or not discriminating. Of course, ignorant Jews, so when they hear that, they'll say he discriminates. But there's nothing to do with that. Anyway, that's the shite of the Rambam. Now, the shite of the Rambam. So, Reb Chaim assumes that according to the Rambam, the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply to the Nech. Now, we see that the Rambam shite is like that, even though Reb Chaim doesn't mention. Yes, that's his derech, never to mention. That. How does he know that it doesn't apply? But there is a raya mifureshes. Because of this office of honey, because the Akum is very big, if no follow of Agav, so Sofik Akum, Sofik Yisroel, Mepakhin of Zagav. Even if it is a Tes Akum, and Echot Yisroel, Mechotzea, so in Hilchim, Bekach Nefesh, Acharov, also Mepakhin of Zagav. But Vada Yakum, he Mepakhin of Zagav. So isn't that a Raya that Pekach Nefesh of an Akum is not Eche? The answer is that Rav Amir in Yume says that this is reference to an Akum, Kehovim, Mazor, Yisru, 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 is there is no inyan of atzore. There is no inyan of atzore, it's a while I'm reading. So even Bechayil, there is no atzore. So certainly you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, Masha'inkin, if it's not in the Ramzai Mitzvah and Neyach, so then you are Mechal Shabbos. So the Shita of the Mir is that Kwach Nefesh, the Aloha of Bechayim, applies to the Neyach also. Not like the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Abol Baz, Abol Yaldin is Baz Gateshov, Mikle Shonu, Meitzubin Lach Yeisei. So that's the raya, that even Gatesha, that we're tzuvin l'achyei say, ki Yisroel, but p'daloche, that p'kwach nefesh, is d'iche Shabbos, doesn't apply to b'neach, That's like Shita Teisves, The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvot, Rambam has a list of 16 mitzvahs asay that should have been included in the minyan mitzvahs, and the Rambam doesn't. So mitzvah tezayin that the Rambam omitted, according to the Rambam, shenitztavinu lehachyeis geir beitesho lehatzilei miroose shimoyonit babino rinofalo vagal shenitchach bichol kecheinu vatzorose imoyochem nisasek bevoose וכל שכים האחרים ומסרויים ובצדק של מחויות מלוי בכל אלה והוא בוהם פיקוח נפש של איך השבס. So there is a remarkable deal. When he refers to Israel and Yatzedek, he uses the singular. When he refers to just the Yatzedek, he uses the singular. Here he says, והוא בוהם פיקוח נפש. So obviously he's referring to Israel and Yatzedek. Otherwise, He would use, if you refer just to Israel, he would use the singular, because he says, V'konsht machim in Israel, shonu m'chuyuv loy b'chaleile. So he uses the singular. And then he says, V'hu bohem p'kwach nefesh edet ha-shabbos. So we see that the shite of the Ramban is like the mirror. That the halacha p'kwach nefesh v'chai bohem applies to the neichos. Not like Ramban, and not like the shite of Teisves. And from the Aviyeva in Sanhedrin and the Sugi of Yom Vayaver, I don't want to go over it because in order to explain that Aviyeva, it will take at least an hour. So, but you can look it up yourself. So, from Aviyeva, it's mashma, even a bigger English, that even if he is an Yivet Kehobi, who is Abraham Zion Mitzvah Ben Nereach, where, so it's also to, so without Evo, if it's not the case of Evo, so then it's also to be Matzalim even Mizachel, because of Mizacholim, a Roshim, who is Eivir, where a Roshim, the Averis of the Zionist in there. Now, if somebody is not even the Zionist in there, but he's an Eivir of Mizore, because Maise Aviseleb Yodayem, so the Radva says, and that's Mashma Muchach from the Tesis in Chum, when we learned Chum. I discussed it, so then the halacha of the Maimon reading doesn't apply, because the halacha of the Maimon reading is based upon the Shem Roshe of Akum. Now, Akum Shebechutz Lores Laviv De Avizorei in Ominek Aviseyem Yodeyem. So they are losing, just as a Jew, a teenage Jewish boy is an onus. So an Ibit Kehovim was raised as an Ibit Kehovim, so he's also an onus. Of course, an Ibit Kehovim, who besides being an Ibit Avizorei, that he was raised as an Avizorei, is a Ritzeach and a Galarayas and a Ganek and a Gazlem. So it's not an onus, I'm being a Gazlem, it's not an onus, I'm being a Galarayas. So the halacha of the Maimon reading applies only to a Roshe of Yaakov, who is a Roshe in the Zayin Mitzvah Zuneach. So, but if he's a Roshe in the Zayin Mitzvah Zuneach, so there is a Nisa to be Matzahim, because of Lissachone. But the Mokim Evo, it's Muta to be Matzahim. It's muchach from Rabbi Yehne that if it's a mokim evo and it's not a lot of a gal and an akum who is ever on Zayim Mitzvah Beneach, but it's a mokim evo. So from Rabbi Yehne it's muchach that even a moloch had a raya season. Actually, there is a raya to the din of Rabbi Yehne in the taste in the Gemara in Avrizor, because the Gemara in Avrizor says, Gemara Nav Nizora says, Tone Rebavuye, that Chobobo Medale, the last line. Tone Rebavuye, no. Or the Mishne, that Chobobo Medale. Bas Yisroel et Yaledes Ben Chobim, Mibshe, Yaledes Ben Lav Nizchob. So, Soba, Omar Rav Yeise, Bishar Shor, Mishmei. Soba Rav Yeise, Vimei Ma Rehude Ben Chobim, Bishapse, Bishar Shor, Mishmei. That it's Muter to be a Mialedes to of an Ibit Kehovim and Shabbos, if there is a, there will be ill will. So, Omale Abaye, Yechilo Limeimalo, Didon de Mintere Shabse, Michalim Malaye, Ditchud de Mintere Shabse, Loi Michal. In other words, there is a way to avoid it. In other words, if this kind of explanation will be accepted, so then, he is not allowed. So Abai is not really comprehensive that Mishmeivo, you can be Mialit, a Ben Levetz Chavi. But he says there is a way of avoiding Evo. But suppose there is no way of avoiding Evo, then Abai is made it to Rabbi Yisiv, that he's allowed to be Mialit. So Teisa says the Kashi, Teime, the Rabbi Yisiv, the Saltanaita, the Shore. ולאבאי נאמד למשנה דלקייבו, משמע הוי קייבו שורה, היכה שאבינו משומעיבו, מילסה דייז בייסור הדרייס. דייז בייסור הדרייס. That's the easiest question. So, יין שלמה, so תהיה תגיד את הארץ, דהוכה בישב אסל המישבו, שכבר נקה רוצס. So it doesn't involve מלוך הדרייס, only מלוך הדרבון. If the woman is already in labor, so then, cutting the umbilical cord does not involve a melochet raisi, but only ishvus. That's the issue. So, in Mele, since it involves only melochet rabbonon, Som Nisan Rabbonon is muter to avoid evil, to avoid evil. But from Rabbi Yehine, in Sanhedrin it's mashma that when Rabbi Yehine was matir to be Michal Shabbos, so even in Lohed Reis. So the question is, this discussion, how can we matter Mishma evil and Lohed Reis? So that is told in the chapter. If we say like Tesis and Rambam, then the whole aloha of the Chayben doesn't apply to Bnei Yach. So of course, evil, unless the evil assumes such dimensions that it might involve ultimately sacraments and portions of his soil too. But otherwise, evil per se cannot be deich and nisan raise, it can only be matia and nisan rabon. So teisves lishitose. Teisves shite is that the Chayben doesn't apply to Bnei Yach. So the mele, so how can we mishmeivo? How can Rav Yisrael be matir mishmeivo chil Shabbos? So he says, only lochet rabon, not lochet raisi. But if we say like the Ramban and the Yitzhak again, and the Miri, that the Chayben applies to the Neach also, now this aloche, that Pilach Nefesh is deich kolater kuli, is not based upon the mitzvah patzor. Is not based upon the mitzvah patzor. As a matter of fact, the Mir in Sanhedrin says, if Iganef is Bobi Machters, Iganef is Bobi Machters, so the halacha is that Malabais is allowed to kill him. Because he's a Reinef. Why is a Reinef? He's really not a Reinef. Because he only is interested in stealing. But in case the Malabais will put up in a position, so then the Ganef will kill him. So the Mir is a deal for him. So it's a special halacha. But suppose the Malabais, when he sees the Ganef breaking in, he'll tell the Ganef, you can take whatever you want. So then the Ganef will not touch it. The Ganef will not touch it. So it's some, but it's especially the Zakosu. He machteres, he motzei agano, the hook of a maze, ain't we domi. The hook of a maze, ain't we domi. So it's especially the Zakosu. And for that, the Rambam, when he mentions the aloche of a regular eating, so he's allowed to kill him, and if he doesn't, he's able to send them back home, he's able to send them back home, and he's able to send them back home, he's able to love him and the Nese. Masheinke, ligabe agame, pabob in machteres, so the Rambam says, there is a reshus for Baal Baizla. Because in the mind of that, at the moment, human nature is to put up in a position, and the Ganef knows that, then Balabais will not cooperate with him. So he breaks in with the intention, in case the Balabais puts up in a position, so he'll kill the Balabais. So the Meir has a deal of Reinef, but it's only Heta. But Chas V'Sholem, there is no mitzvah of killing. So the Meir also says the same thing, that it's only a Heta to kill the Ganef, because if the Balabais doesn't want to kill him, Tovel and Bloch. And furthermore, the Meir says, suppose the Ganef broke in, and he was mifakeach olov, and then while he broke in, so the gal of Habonim fell on him. So if the Balabais wants, and the Chavez, and if the Balabais wants to save his life, if the Balabais is interested in saving his life, he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Now, what kind of a mitzvah fatzole of Nisan Baldam Racho is here? Now, the Balabais has a heta to kill the gal, if he wants. But there is no chiyuv of killing him because he's not a real rebbe. He has a din rebbe because in case the Balabais will put up in a position, then the Ganef will kill him. So, but if the Balabais doesn't want to kill him, so not only he doesn't have to kill him, if he breaks in on Shabbos, if he breaks in on Shabbos, and the Balabais wants to save him, so he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos Fakir Sagal. So we see from this Mir in Sanhedrin, you look at that in the Sugi of Reini. So we see from this Miri that the aloha that Kach Nefesh is Deicha is not based upon the mitzvah of Atzor. One could say it's based upon the mitzvah of Atzor. So the Mele, even though the Ramban says that it applies to Gerteshov too, because Gerteshov is Mitzvah Machizik Yisrael, but Nakum, even if there is no Yisach to be Matzli, but there is certainly B'tzmok and Eivor, so there is no Halacha of the Marim and Marim. But to be Michal Shabbos, not because there is no Mitzvah Matzoleh, the Eivor does not is not the higher in the human but so flach lazy. It's just a header. So what we see from the mirror that Plachnefesh is there is not based upon the Chirbatzol, even without the Chirbatzol, that it applies even to a Ritzeach, a Galil, and we have a dinner.